A wildfire started Wednesday afternoon in Amador County and began moving south, prompting mandatory evacuations. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The SACB reports the mandatory evacuation order issued by the Amador County Sheriff's Office for areas along Longgate Road had been lifted by 4:30 p.m. Wednesday. California will develop a detailed plan for reparations under a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. The law creates a 9-member task force to come up with proposals for how the state could provide reparations to Black Americans, what form those reparations might take, and who would be eligible to receive them. Californians will vote on whether to let cities expand rent control as the state grapples with soaring housing costs and a dire need for more home construction. Prop 21 would allow cities to adopt rent control measures for properties more than 15 years old. People who own one or two single-family homes would be exempt from the measure. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Drug and weapons counts face a man police spotted on the 800 block of Main Street in Fortuna. They knew him to be 41-year-old John Henry Lee of Eureka and knew he was on parole. He was seen getting a shotgun from a vehicle, going into a hotel room. They nabbed him when he came out. He had meth and a scale on him, say police. PG&E and the PG&E Corporation Foundation announcing a commitment to provide $500,000 for a total of $1 million in charitable contributions to support residents and communities impacted by wildfires this year. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.